Hi there. The word for you today is on handling loneliness. In Hebrews 13, verse 5, reading from the New International Version of Scripture, we find these words, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." What a great promise. Somewhere beyond loneliness, there's a contentment that's born of necessity. It's when all your options in the natural realm seem closed that doors can suddenly spring open in the spiritual realm. That's when you begin to see the possibility of having the kind of relationship with God that you never had before. For example, John was alone on the Isle of Patmos, a penal colony like Alcatraz, when God caught him up and took him on a trip through the glories of heaven. As a result, we have the book of Revelation. Paul was alone in prison when he wrote his greatest epistles. In Genesis, God did his miraculous work of creation when he was alone with nobody around to applaud him. So he praised himself, saying, "It was very good." And you know what? You must learn to do that too. When other people say nice things about you, it reflects their opinion of you. But when you can speak well of yourself, it reflects your opinion of you. And that's the one you live with every day. To get a handle on loneliness, you must do away with the idea that anybody's company is preferable to your own. In Genesis 2 verse 28, God says it is not good for man to be alone. So he reminds us that we were designed to have companions. But there are still times when we need to draw close to God, to be reminded by him that he's with us. That's what fills the spiritual emptiness that lies deep within us. Think about this for a moment, and you'll realize that sometimes the solution to loneliness isn't people at all. It's purpose. It's not lack of affection, but lack of direction. And when you need purpose, and you need direction, there's only one place to go, and that is to God. And that is the word for you today.